Good morning. As we transition to a different act of our worship, please turn your Bibles with me to Ezekiel chapter 4. Ezekiel chapter 4. Since the beginning of the year, we've been tasked with reading our chronological daily Bibles. And as of now, we're in the book of Ezekiel. I'd like to help set our minds and our hearts by focusing on the prophetic suffering of Ezekiel and how it compares to the ultimate suffering of Jesus Christ. So let's read Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. Lie also on your left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it, according to the number of the days that you lie on it. You shall bear their iniquity. For I have laid on you the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when you have completed them, lie again on your right side. Then you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have laid on you a day for each year. Therefore you shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem. Your arm shall be uncovered, and you shall prophesy against it. And surely I will restrain you so that you cannot turn from one side to another till you have ended the days of your siege. After reading these passages, Ezekiel's lying on his left side for 390 days and right side for 40 days is a powerful and symbolic act representing God's impending judgment against Israel and Judah. The symbolism of Ezekiel's nonverbal display is detailed in these passages we just read, illustrating the certain coming of a siege. The prophet's physical discomfort and confinement symbolizes the hardship and suffering that the people would endure as a consequence of their sin and rebellion against God. So, how does this compare to the ultimate sacrifice which Christ made? While Ezekiel's act was not a sacrifice in the same sense as Jesus' death, it contains a vital parallel with the sacrifice of Jesus. Ezekiel's act foreshadows the idea of vicarious suffering. This is where an individual, symbolically, in both Ezekiel and Jesus' case, bear the consequences of another's sin. Ezekiel bore the iniquity of the people, not to atone for it, but to vividly and powerfully demonstrate the weight of their sin and the severity of God's judgment. He was a living sign of their impending doom. Now, when we look at Jesus as the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus truly and completely bore the sins of all humanity on the cross. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." His suffering was not merely a symbol. It was the ultimate substitutionary act of atonement that paid the penalty for sin. Ezekiel faced many other instances of personal sacrifice, similar to his lying on the ground. In Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 1 through 4, God commands the prophet to take a sharp sword and use it as a barber's razor, to shave his head and his beard. This was seen as a sign of humiliation and mourning in Israel culture. In Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 9 through 17, God instructs Ezekiel to eat a very limited diet of mixed grains and to drink a small amount of water at set times. Ezekiel would then have to bake this ration over a fire fueled by dung. This was a symbolic representation of the severe famine that was to come. This act was a personal sacrifice of comfort and dignity, symbolizing the hardship to come. But perhaps the most profound example of personal sacrifice is found in Ezekiel chapter 24, verses 15 through 27. Jason mentioned this morning in the Bible class, where God tells Ezekiel that he will take away the delight of your eyes, his wife. And Ezekiel was specifically commanded not to mourn, weep, or show any public signs of grief. Her sudden death and Ezekiel's forced stoicism was a sign to the people of Israel that when the temple, the delight of their eyes, was destroyed, their grief would be so overwhelming that they wouldn't have the capacity for normal mourning. This act was a deep personal loss for Ezekiel. Now, the death of Ezekiel's wife and the sacrifice of Jesus are two distinct events. However, another parallel can be drawn between them regarding the nature of sacrifice and the relationship between God and a beloved individual. Both events involve a significant, heartbreaking loss that is not an accident, but a deliberate act of divine will to achieve a greater purpose. The sacrifice of Jesus is the ultimate act of God's love and judgment. God the Father sends His only begotten Son to suffer and to die. Multiple times in the Gospel accounts, Jesus states and knows what His mission is. Turn with me to John chapter 4, verses 34. John chapter 4, verse 34. It says, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me, and to finish His work." And then go back to John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This verse is arguably the most important and famous verse in the Bible, and it summarizes the sacrificial loss to fulfill a divine purpose. We have a living God. We have a loving God's willingness to endure a profound loss, the death of His Son, to accomplish a redemptive purpose, the salvation of humanity. This is a profound act of love involving the giver and the one given. In conclusion, the prophet Ezekiel suffered many ways, but ultimately, it all points to Christ. Jesus is the fulfillment. He is the ultimate Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. After comparing Ezekiel's suffering to Jesus' ultimate sacrifice, the main point is that Ezekiel's act serves as a prophetic shadow, or foreshadowing of the perfect and complete sacrifice of Christ. Ezekiel's suffering was a symbolic and temporary act meant to convey a message of judgment, while Jesus' suffering was a literal and permanent act of atonement that accomplished the very thing that the Old Testament sacrifices could only point towards to. And so I'll leave you with this. Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice. And because of His death, His burial, and His resurrection, we have the opportunity and the hope of eternal salvation.